This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
The FAI bailout was on the agenda this week, Nathan, and I was down at the Department of Transport, Tourism and Sport on Thursday. We're going to hear from Gary Owens and Niall Quinn in just a second. But first, for people who may have been busy in work this week, just give us the brief synopsis of what that bailout was, even though Shane Ross didn't actually describe it as a bailout.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to correct you. Not exactly what Shane Ross wants to refer to it as. He admitted that they are increasing the funding to give to the FAI, but he says it's a highly conditioned loan and grant. Obviously, this comes after the organisation's $62 million debt came to light after the John Delaney Bridge and Loan scandal. Of course, Sport Ireland then removed their funding in April 2019, and the FAI recently asked for $18 million to help refinance with Bank of Ireland, who is its main creditor. The bailout package is made up of $20 million in funding over 3 years, and it doubles the annual state funding to $5.8 million and an interest-free loan of $2.5 million. Ross released a statement and he said, "It has been a difficult journey to get to this place where we can have a sigh of relief knowing that Irish football has a future. Today we are delivering for those who depend on football for their livelihood."
Yes, now the FAI's interim CEO is Gary Owens and the interim deputy CEO, Niall Quinn.
It's an important and great day for us and in the FAI Football Association of Ireland. It's particularly an important day for our staff. I'm only there a week and I could sense all the uncertainty that they've had to work with over the last 9 months and probably longer. We can now move forward with confidence. In my position as CEO, I couldn't really do anything without an agreement like this. I'm very confident now that we have the funding to do all the things we want to do and we can move forward. We need to regain public trust. We need to build trust with all the key stakeholders to continue to get them to fund in our sport. We have hundreds of thousands of people involved. We have volunteers all over the country who turn up every weekend who love this sport. And now I feel confident that we have the framework and the infrastructure to move forward with confidence, and from tomorrow we'll be able to sit down with our staff with certainty, tell them where we're going and what we're doing, and I look forward to it.
Football will change in this country to a level that you can be proud of and that you feel safe putting taxpayers' money at risk in that bet. We're here to say that we're going to now jump on that opportunity. We're going to thrive on the ability that you've given us, and I believe the power of football will come home and resonate far louder, far more dearly than the shadow that has cast itself over it in the last year. You will see a new association with new empowerment, with new structure, with new culture, and with a love that's been questionable. And people who truly do love the game have had to put up with so much in the last year. But what we say to them, today starts the day, as Gary said, where we move forward, as Minister Griffin said, where there's a line that we go forward from. And that's the best bit of news today. And football in this country can now really rise. There's a number of reasons for that. And right from the League of Ireland becoming more prominent and getting treated much better than ever in the past, everything below that will come with it. We'll have grassroots, great stories to tell you about that got lost in the narrative in the last 12 months. You know, the work of the football team in this country, it is Team Ireland. We're Team Ireland in every aspect, with Mick McCarthy's team going to Slovakia, with our under-15s who are gone to camp to take part in a very important tournament, our under-21s who are flying the flag so brilliantly, to our ladies who are really making us proud and who I'm delighted are ring-fenced in some real proper new funding to make that game thrive. Gary, myself, the rest of the board are here as well today just to give the message to the people out there. Now we have the tools to go about changing football in this country. We can't wait to do it, and we hope to make you all proud.
That is the FAI's interim deputy CEO, Niall Quinn, and before him, the FAI's interim CEO, Gary Owens. Now let's hear the straight talking thoughts of a former Ireland manager.
Brian Kelly, your reaction to the news today of the FAI and the government and the fact that Irish football looks to be secure for the short term at least?
Well, it's a very satisfactory situation. I think anyone that's feeling for Irish football is a sense of relief about it. It's a good day and great work done, I have to say, by the new people who've come in and the people who were there just before them, Paul Cook and his group, who obviously put the wheels in motion and got things going. And now the new Roy Barrett, Gary Owens, Niall Quinn around, and the other new independent directors. So it's a good day.
And lastly, Brian, we're at Éadan Riordan's Labour presentation tonight about a football manifesto, and lots of great questions from the floor tonight about the FAI and the League of Ireland and underage leagues and structures, and the FAI is a changing place at the moment. Would you see a role for yourself in the future back working for the FAI and helping out on a football capacity?
I don't know. That's they're busy. They've lots of projects, lots of things to get sorted out in the short term. They've obviously made a lot of progress today. I've said the same thing repeatedly when I've been asked this question recently. If and when they choose to think that it's appropriate to ask me, would I be interested in doing a particular role or helping out in some way, I'm open to that discussion. But it's not for me to promote myself. That's up to the people who are now in charge of the FAI to decide on that. And they may want to approach other people altogether. I don't feel that I have any divine right to be approached. But you ask the question, I'm giving you the answer.
Brian, thanks for being in. Safe home.
It's a pleasure, Jamie.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.